Good morning and greetings to each one of you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. This morning, it's Brother John Loniker speaking. He's been reading through the book of Revelations lately and just looking at the seven churches and some of the things that Jesus had to say to them. You know, as they think of today, there's many different churches in the world here that we live in, especially here in America, and sometimes I wonder what Jesus would have to say today to some of the churches, even our churches, you know, that we associate with. What would Jesus really have to say? What's, as he looks down upon them, what would Jesus have to say? You know, in some of these churches here, Jesus commended how they dealt with issues in their church, and others he rebuked that they were not doing anything about issues in their churches. And so we'll just start here in chapter 2. The first church that Jesus addresses is the church of Ephesus, and he commends them for dealing with issues in their church, but yet he had something against them, and that was they left their first love. But what stood out to me is how he commends them for dealing with issues. Starting in verse 2, he says, I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne, and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored, and hast not fainted. So, Jesus commends them for trying them, which say they were apostles, and found them liars. So, the church at Ephesus, they dealt with issues in their church. And so, we jump on down to the church at Smyrna. Jesus actually didn't have anything bad to say to them. It was all good. Everything that Jesus wrote to the church of Smyrna was good. But the third church he addresses in verse 12 is a church in Pergamos. And he actually rebukes them for not dealing with issues. He says, I know thy works, and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is, thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. So they had people there that were teaching the doctrine of Balaam. And then 15 also, so hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. So they had these two different doctrines in their church, and Jesus is rebuking them for not dealing with them. Verse 16 says, repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. So Jesus is rebuking them, and he's commanding them to repent of not dealing with issues in their church. You know, there are going to be issues in our churches, but, you know, we have two different examples here. You know, are we going to deal with them, or are we just going to let them slide? You know, many people today just want to let things slide and not deal with them biblically. And, you know, I believe Jesus would look down and rebuke us today also. And we jump down to the church of Thyatira. In Thyatira, he says in verse 19, I know thy works and charity and service and faith and thy patience and thy works and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have few things against thee, because thou sufferest the woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. And I gave her space to repent of her fornication. She repented not. And so he's rebuking them also, and for not dealing with issues in their church. And so it's important that we, yes, issues are going to arise, but are we just letting them slide, or are we dealing with them? You know, that's the difference. And that is very important today. The scripture says that we should purge out the old leaven. And, you know, if it says if you don't, it'll defile the whole lump. And so, you know, if it defiles the whole lump, and then, you know, the whole church will be lost. And we see that at the church in Laodicea. Jesus doesn't have anything good to say about that church. He says, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. He says, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. He's commanding the whole church here to repent. They were not dealing with anything. And then he, verse 20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. See, Jesus Christ was not even in this church. He was standing outside the door knocking. And he says, if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, will sup with him, and he with me. And so this morning, I just want to encourage you, ask yourself a question. What would Jesus say about your church that you are in? Are you dealing with issues, or are there biblical commands being disobeyed, or is there sin in the church that Jesus clearly says that will not enter into the kingdom of heaven? If so, his word to us today is repent. Maybe he's even standing outside the door of your church and knocking, wanting in. He says, if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. And so I've just been reading through the book of Revelations, and I've been blessed with this, and I hope you're inspired by this also. May God bless you, and look to the Lord Jesus Christ and to his word, and let his word speak to your heart the truth of God's word. Jesus says, the words that I have spoken, they will judge us in the last day. Again, thank you and God bless.